The running back for the Colorado Buffalo had a big win today. So if you're efforting, we'll kind of shift gears and we'll put the hoodie one on hold. And we'll get ready to welcome in a few moments Philip Lindsay to our SB Nation airwaves. I just work here and I take the total direction of my man, Ron Culver. So we'll wait on the hoodie one for just a moment. He did do something very interesting. He left Jabal Sherrod behind due to his El Stinko performance. Now, here's a guy who has been a terrific, terrific football player in the past, giving the front three, front four, depending upon how Mike Patricia wants to call it, a real good effort and a real good rush. But the hoodie one is not pleased with him, not by any stretch of the imagination, so he left him behind. Didn't even take him on the flight to San Francisco, and they're taking a much longer look at Trey Flowers, a fifth-round pick from the 2015 draft. So one thing you never know is what Ron Culver is going to pull on me. So Philip Lindsay, running back for the Colorado Buffalo, tell us about the big...
How you doing?
Good, good. Tell us about your big win today over Washington State, and what does this guy do for you guys with regard to the bowl picture?
It's a great win for our team. It gives us confidence, and we're excited. We're ready. Get ready to get back at it tomorrow. Get ready for Utah.
31 carries, 144 yards, 2 touchdowns. Tell us about that, my man.
Yeah, it's just commanding the offense and keeping people honest with his running, our offensive line working, getting people moved. It's a team effort. I can't do anything without them. And so, they took charge and they helped me out.
You guys are number 10 in the country, but seems to get overlooked as all the talking heads kind of sort out the bowl picture. Do you guys feel like you get no respect?
I definitely feel like people overlook us, and I feel like, they don't want us to be where we are at times. And it's just like, at times I feel like it's disrespectful, but what can you do? All you can do is just keep moving. You keep moving, and we're a team, and that's all we care about is each other. Everybody, we let everything else outside do what they do, and we just play ball. That's all we can do.
And the guy who was balling on the other end is Philip Lindsay. Philip, tell us about your story, how you got to see you.
I'm a local kid. I'm an in-state kid. And, my mother was a big factor of me staying here. I ended up staying here for her. And it was the best decision I made. I ended up hurting myself. And Coach Mack ended up honoring my scholarship, which helped me out. And, I'll never be able to thank him enough for that. And then from there on, I just try to make my legacy and I try to make my state proud. And I love my state and I love my family and I love my mother.
You follow the guys that play at in Denver, the Broncos?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I follow them. I follow the Broncos. And I got a little brother that's playing at my high school, and I follow him more than anything. He's my biggest fan.
Really? What high school?
And I'm his biggest fan.
What high school is that, Philip?
Denver South. I came out of Denver South. They actually had a playoff game today. Hopefully they won it. His name is Marcus Lindsay. He's Big Red. He's a monster.
Well, a guy who was a monster today was your wide receiver, Ross. 8 receptions, 121 yards. Did that 31-yarder kind of break the spirit of Washington State?
I feel like it did. Devin is a great player, and he made some big plays today. And I'm proud of him. He's a dog, and it showed out there today. And he got a lot of drives going, a lot of things going. So he just needs to continue to do that for us, and we'll be in good shape.
Philip Lindsay, continued success with the not nationally respected, but definitely a presence, the number 10 ranked Colorado Buffalo. Good luck, son, to you and to your kid brother.
All right, thank you.
That's so cool, though, to hear him talking. Now, you're a dad with not one but three sons. So could you see yourself, Cade, you know, 15 years ago, or, you know, in his case, he's six? So, you know, 14 years from now, talking about his little brother?
I try not to look that far ahead just yet. But, it's a father's dream. Hopefully all three of them do something, something in sports, something scholarship worthy. That'd be great. I mean, you know, it'd be a huge age gap. I mean, my oldest is 9 years, 9 years older than my youngest. I mean, their birthdays are 2 days apart. So it'd always be, you know, be able to say they're 9 years apart.
So what's cool about it is doing the show prep, you gave me the Joe Thomas Sr. story.
Yeah.
And here we are 20 minutes later talking about, instead of a father and a son, you know, an older brother, younger brother type thing.
You know what, Barry? I'll say this. It's appropriate for this week for us to be going family.